This is a recording on August 2nd, 2021 of the Sun Teleclass series, and I'm going to begin by introducing Dahlia. Yes, Dahlia. So I want everyone to go into their imagination. I don't have to because it's my reality, but you will go in the imagination and you will picture myself at my office on April 16th, 2010.
Nine.
I'm sitting at my desk and I get a phone call from Tel Aviv, Israel. I've never had a phone call from Israel. And it was most extraordinary. It was a phone call with two people on it, both who already were coach trainers at the Coaching Academy, one of leading ICF coach training schools in Israel. And they asked me with excitement if they could connect with Sun. Wow. I was even more excited to say yes. And that was the beginning of a journey that brought with it friendship, collegiality, fun, a lot of learning with Dahlia and Iran. Dahlia is the president of ICF.
Was.
Sorry. The president was the president of ICF, Israel, and an MCC, and very involved with ICF ethics. Aren't we lucky to have her be our presenter? And the topic is how our brain and cells affect your choices, our choices. Dahlia.
Thank you. So today we are going to check this out and to explore to what extent are we all responsible for the reality of our lives, and what are we responsible for, and who is we, and is it the brain? What is us? Maybe it's some operating system. Maybe we are the programmer, or someone else is the programmer of the operating system. So before we check it out, I would like, Terry, if you please, say something and tell us a little bit about Joanne Collins, because there are probably people they don't know her, and I was very honored to bring this topic today from her book, Wisdom, Cellular Wisdom.
The Code Living, of Authentic
The Code of
Living.
Authentic Living. Mm-hmm. So
Well, Joan King, a former friend and Sun trainer, is amazing. I say is because she left a part of her behind in her wisdom and presence in my life. And her company, Beyond Success, that already tells you how we connected, started in 1998 when I met her in Boston. Her simple resume is 24 pages long. In her soft-spoken way, she challenged me to unfold and be my greatness. That was a word she used very often. She generously shared her profound wisdom, and there was plenty of that. Her questions were evocative, her knowledge expansive, including neuroscience. She was the president of the Women in Neuroscience Association. She was the president of ACTO, the Coach Training Association, for a short time until she passed. She was a professor emerita from Tufts University School of Medicine, where she started the body science, the body-mind program in that prestigious place. She was a certified Sun Coach 2001, an MCC, and a Sun Coach trainer. And her very first job that she held for over a decade was that of being a nun, the Dominican Order. Very relevant to today's focus that Dahlia is presenting, Joan was on the U.S. National Committee for the International Brain Research Organization. She could take something very complex and explain it so that everybody could understand. No wonder she was a sought-after speaker worldwide and authored writings and journals and books. And I had great fun writing a chapter of a book with her, which we titled Purposeful Wisdom. She was very passionate about purpose. And that's in the book Discover Your Inner Strength. We were lucky to have her and to offer the gifts to us that she did. And she was a dear friend.
Thank you. So I would like to start with a story that is written here in the last page of her book. And this is the beginning of my talking today. So there was once a time when all human beings, they were gods. But they so abused their divinity that Brahma, the chief god, decided to take it away from them and hide it where it could never be found. Where to hide their divinity was the question. So Brahma called a council of the gods to help him to decide. And he said, and some of the gods said, let's bury it deep in earth. But he said, Brahma, no, that will not do, because a human will dig into the earth and find it. And then the god said, let's sink it into the deep ocean. So Brahma said, no, they will learn how to dive, and they will go to the ocean and dive, and they will find it. So then the god said, let's take it to the highest mountains and hide it there. But once again, Brahma said, no, that will not do either, because they will climb on the mountain and find their divinity. Then the gods gave up and said, we do not know where to hide it, because it seems that there is no place on earth, not earth and not the sea, that human will not find it. So Brahma thought and thought for a long time, and he said, here is what we are going to do. We will hide their divinity. We will hide their divinity deep in the center of their own being. For humans will never think to look for it there. All the gods agreed that this was the perfect hiding place, and the deed was done. And since that time, humans have been going up and down, up the earth, down the earth, down the ocean, digging, diving, climbing, and exploring, and searching for something already within themselves. So this is the beginning of our time together. So Terry, can I share? I am allowed to share? Not yet.
Hello to everyone. Hello, Dahlia.
Hi, Stefania. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Good to see you. Good. Can I share?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. So, how brain and cells affect our choices? This is our topic for today. So, do you know that, oh, I'm sorry.
I should go to humor, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, really.
I'm just excited.
Perfect.
Right? And I look on the side because I have two screens, right. So, do you know that every cell in our body is a genius? And it's all energy. And we all know that we are human beings of energy, entities of energy. The activity of each individual cell is directed to communicate and collaborate with other cells. Okay? They have to connect and to collaborate. That's the way they operate. And they communicate by releasing specifically shapes of, how do you say it? Molecules? Molecules? You say molecules? Okay, is this the right way to say it?
Okay. Molecules.
Molecules. Molecules. Okay. So the activity between them is very organized. They work together in harmony. Okay? And when we are open to the energy of the source energy, we connect to the wisdom of the cells. Because the energy of the source connects us to the creative energy of the universe. And in time of change, for example, a unique energy that is part of our deep self is, this is what characterizes those times of change. It is us that shapes those times of change. This is the energy that amplifies all creation, energy that resonates in ourselves at any given moment. And when there is no energy, there is emptiness. And we can feel that there is a manifestation of that emptiness, a physiological manifestation for that emptiness. We can cry, we can laugh, we can have pain in body and things like that. We also can feel when we are going, how to say, when we are lost. Okay, when we are being lost. And in a sense, we indeed are lost because we go to the old way of us when there is no energy. And when there is emptiness, we are all in our old way of our being. And out of all the emptiness, something new is created. A new reality comes from a field of possibilities. And maybe there is also a sense of loss, or maybe a sense of wonder. It depends on us. And we have to know that in times of transitions and changes, our life source, our life force is activated. We are not always aware of it, but it is activated. And sometimes if we surrender to that turbulence of energy or vortex of energy, the wisdom of our cells direct us to the path that leads to the emergence of the new fields of a new dimension, a new fields of possibility. Because the energy of each new creation is a result of the wisdom of the cells. Am I clear enough? Because I understand myself, I want to be sure that you understand what I'm saying. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can feel the source of energy not only in transition, in time of transitions or dramatic change, but also when we are fully aware and present in that moment. When we are present in that moment, we feel that energy. This energy exists only in the present moment. We cannot feel the energy, we cannot feel the source energy in past events or in feelings that we felt then. And the same, we cannot feel it for something to the future. We just can feel it in this moment. And we cannot even find it in our minds. Because our thoughts are not our actual experience. And we also cannot feel it when we have a lot of turbulence of emotions, because with that emotions we are not present. Only in a calm and peaceful experience of the present moment, we can enter into that silence and connection with the energy of our being and essence. There are many things that we can do to relax into that moment that I'm talking about, that now moment, and connect to that essence of our energy. Do you have an idea how we can connect to that essence of our energy? How can we do it? What is your way of doing this if you felt this way, this thing?
I just breathe. I need to just be.
Just be?
Very silent, quiet.
And breathe.
Yes. I will continue to do that as well.
Thank God you are breathing.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Can you share more? How do you get into that relaxation in the moment, in the now? Terry?
It's a practice that over time it gets easier to know the moment.
It's practice. Okay.
I find that my eyes go up. I mean, that's the way it begins always. So if you ever see me like this, that brings me present. I can't explain that, but that's, I know what I do. And then everything that's below my vision goes to the background and I become present.
So what happened? What do you feel?
I feel connected to something way bigger than me. I feel empowered. I feel curious. And actually, empty would be the word. Like that helps me empty out everything. Yeah.
Yeah. But in a way, emptiness, this kind of emptiness can fulfill us in another way. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are some people that they are doing it by going to the sea and watch the sunset. Mm. And some people are going to nature, you know, or meditate and paint and listen to music. And, you know, some people have a lot of ways to be connected. So it's very special to everyone. And I think that the competency of embodied coaching mindset talks about it, talks about being, have a good reflection or something, right? I don't remember the, one of them is have good it helps us to connect the essence of our energy by reflecting and paying attention to our feelings and how do we regulate emotions and being present. All I say now is in this competency embodies coaching mindset. So when we are embodying coaching mindset, we are connecting to the cell wisdom. We are connecting to something bigger than us, like you said, Terry. Okay? And we know that we are connected because we experience that feeling that everything is fine. We really feel it. And the more we connect it to that energy, the more it gives us a sense of wholeness, joy. Maybe it can balance us. It makes us more fulfilled. Okay? Cell wisdom is always there. They are accessible for us. Maybe we don't know that yet, but they are. Because when we love who we are, with all that, how do you call it, imperfection that we have, well, all of us have that imperfection, we are open to the source, to the energy source that is within us. When we love who we are, okay? So,
Excuse me, Dalia, can you repeat it? When we love who we are, what happens?
What happens when we love who we are, what I said is, even if we have some imperfections, okay, we are open to that source energy that is already within us, okay? And that energy, okay, that energy is the same energy that drives the stars, the galaxies, and the universe. So we are connected to the universe as well. And each of us has that inner teacher who can guide our lives. Okay? And that energy can be a teacher. I will talk in a few minutes about what Joanne called a blueprint. This is something that I liked very much in her idea. Each of the hundreds of billions of cells in our body is a living dynamic entity. And I love that they are connected to the energetic dance of life. Okay? So, I will go, I'm sorry. And every moment of every day, the genetic information that is encoded into the complex of our DNA molecules, they are stored in the, I don't know exactly where everything is, but I took it from the book, that they are stored in the nucleus. The nucleus is the cell that contains the genes and controls their growth and creation. And adjusts and directs the activity of the cells. So cells from birth to death, they live from the inside out. And they respond to signs that they receive from their core. Okay? And like the cells, each of us has a blueprint. A blueprint is a master plan. And this is something that I want to focus on. Because our master plan directs us to behave as we do, to make decisions, and to make and to decide about the choices that we take. And in a few, in two slides, I would like to do a little work with you. Terry, is that the principle of expectation, what I did just now? That in two slides I will do something with you together? Okay. When we make decisions according our master plan, that master plan is in the center of our being. And when we make decisions according that master plan, blueprint or master plan, we feel fulfilled, okay? And when we make decision, and when we make decision that contradict our master plan, or contradict this truth, or activate it from some parts of ourselves that, you know, only from the core of ourselves we feel frustrated. And like cells, we thrive, we as human beings, we thrive when we live energetically from the inside out. Okay? I have to control here all the the slides, so I'm sorry, a little bit technique. And our cells become the notebook of wisdom to us. This master plan in our cells, this is the notebook of wisdom. And what I'm doing now with you is an invitation for all of us to examine our blueprint, to examine our master plan. Okay? We receive signs and signals from our body and from the outside world. We respond to the signs and signals that we receive. And we have a lot of creative ways to respond to this. And in some cases, we respond to them in ways that we no longer need. The old way, you remember I talked about the old being, the old way of being? And when we make decisions that are based on the expectation of others, our parents, our spouse, our brothers, our neighbors, I don't know, someone else, okay? And we ignore the first principle of cell wisdom, which is examine your master plan and your action accordingly. What Joanne said, that we have to go back to our master plan. We have to, before we make decisions, we have to go back to that master plan and see whether the master plan activates us properly. Okay. So how can we how can we become aware of our life instructions, the core values and beliefs that encoded with our master plan? So if it's okay with you, I would like us to do some exercise. Okay? I have here some questions according to Joan. I have some questions to ask, and I think that the questions will bring some understanding about how we use our master plan for making decision and making choices. Any question until now? Terry?
Very interesting. Thank you. Go ahead.
I am anticipating there will be some connection with life purpose, but you don't have to address it now. But that's very much in my awareness.
It will always be connected to the purpose.
Yes.
Because the purpose is our essence.
Yes.
And our divinity, if we don't know that. We do know that our purpose is something that drives us, that motivates us. And also other things that we will meet, the values. We are talking about the values, right, and beliefs. This is also in our master plan, and when we recognize them, we can act according to them. So, if you allow me, please, I would like to ask you some questions. Okay, I'll put it here on the. I didn't do it right. Okay. ask you. I'm not that good.
You're wonderful.
But I love myself with my imperfection, so I'm connected to my divinity. Okay, so I will ask you, and please write down the answers, because you will do a little work with this if it's okay with you. So think about a significant decision that you made in the past year. Think and write it down.
Excuse me, in the past year.
In the past year, yeah. A decision that you made. And after you thought about it, how did you feel before you made the decision? Do you remember how did you feel?
Yes, confused.
Write it down. Write it down, Anna.
Oh, it was not to answer. Okay.
I will let you share in a few moments. What feelings or thoughts did you have when you made the decision? Not before, when in the time you made the decision, if you can remember.
Can you ask again, Daria?
What feelings or thoughts did you have when you made the decision? not before, like I asked before, but now when you made the decision, if you can remember. And if we look back at this event, how do you feel today about the choice you made then? How do you feel today about the choice you made then? So those are the questions. Now, compare the choice.
Excuse me, Dalia. Can you repeat the last question? Excuse me.
It's written here. Look back at this event. How do you feel today about the choice you made then? And now, I want to compare the choice from the last year, okay, to significant choices from the past, from your past, that you have made during your life. It can be selling a house, it can be buying a car, it can be going to another country, marry, having children, moving to another apartment, I don't know. Any choice that you made in your life, think about it. Okay? Something significant. And now, write down.
Wait,
what
Dalia, excuse me. Wait. What is the choice that we want to think about, or that you know, in the future?
That you already made in your life, not the last year.
Ah, okay.
In the last year, but now, any choice that you made in your entire life, okay? And what do you notice about the circumstances that led you to these decisions, to that choice in the past, in your life? What do you notice? Here it is. What do you notice about the circumstances that led you to these decisions in the past? And which of the choices made you feel especially happy or fulfilled? What was it about these decisions that made you feel that way? Happy, fulfilled, other way? What was there? And another question is, which of these choices made you feel uncomfortable? And what was there that led you to the feeling of uncomfortable, of discomfort? Too much work?
Very complicated question.
You are going too fast for me.
Oh, but all the questions are here, Stefania. All the questions are here, okay?
I'm looking. Thank you.
Okay. And now, what do you notice about the values or beliefs that led you to those choices? And as I remember, Terry, this is something that we are doing in our training when we work on values. We want to recognize what values or beliefs led us to make choices. But then, if we are talking about awareness, what do you notice about your patterns? Are we aware of our patterns? And the last question, if you could go back to the times when you made one of these choices, what would you choose differently and why? And if you have something to share, this is the time. And what Joanne said, those are questions that can help us to get into our master plan, our blueprint, Maybe I will stop sharing and see you all. Hi. Is someone willing to share or not?
Well, Zalian.
Charlotte, hi.
First of all, I feel grateful to have been a part of Sun for Life Purpose, which is centering and a sure way to hold on to self, to know self. It's a doorway into the universe for each of us, I think. So I'm very grateful for that. When you mentioned Joan King, one word comes to mind for me. It's a word I heard her use that so impressed me, and the word is vast.
Vast?
Vast. V-A-S-T.
Vast. Okay.
So when I think of Joan, that's the word that comes to mind, which is an invitation for all of us. And the third thing is that I'm reminded when I'm with a child, which I am right now with grandchildren here in the house, they're visiting, and I'm reminded with clients and friends that they have their own purpose, their own plan, and it is not my duty or my privilege to try to make a difference in their plan, but it is rather to respect and honor each of their plans. That's it. Thank you.
And John and Charlotte, sorry, what is your plan? What is your master plan?
Well, right now I'm living it. I'm writing poetry, so that's my plan.
That's living from the inside out. Thank you. If another one, do you want to share about what you discovered, what you wrote, about as answers to the questions? Terry?
I noticed a pattern. I first thought it was I act and then think. But when I really looked at it, I act, what precedes that are my feelings. It's not the analysis of what I do. It's my feelings that make the decision in that moment. And then I think about it. But I always thought I was impulsive, but I'm not. I'm responding to my body knowledge, my body wisdom, not my head brain.
How do you know that?
Because I looked at, I re-experienced some of the decisions I made going back, and the one this past year, and ultimately it was like a go sign in my body that said act, and then I acted, and then I analyzed it. But the body wisdom, when it's strong enough, is the driver that gets the decision moving.
Most of the time, the decisions or the choices that made us happy most of the time, they are the ones that resonate with our blueprint or master plan. So what are the values that you discover that they can be your master plan?
Well, an important one on many of these decisions that I picked was take care of myself. That sounds selfish. But I was taking too much care of others, and I needed to come back to my core and take care of myself. and the feelings were the indicator, not the rational thoughts.
I always say when we take care about ourselves, it's like a car that you have to fuel, to give fuel and to take to the garage, and because they have to serve other people, the car has to serve other people. So,
right.
So this is not selfish.
Honk, honk, my horn.
Anyone else before we go on? If you have something to share about what you wrote down.
I wrote about values. I discovered that every decision I took, and it was within the, that I have the freedom to choose. This is the most important value that I'm going with. So even if I had challenge and I chose something that it wasn't my first thing that I wanted to choose, but it was, I was doing it out of that I had the freedom to choose. I was glad with it, and I was okay. Things that I did because I didn't when I didn't listen inside to myself deep inside, then I had a problem afterwards.
Yeah, but if you could go back to your decisions, would you do it differently?
No.
So it's always the freedom to choose what leads you?
Yeah. It's and not always I choose the things that I want to do the first thing, but I choose the best of the all the choices that I have. But if somebody else is going to pick it for me and to decide for me, it's going to be, I cannot.
Not possible.
I cannot enjoy it. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, Dalia, I thought about if I would do something differently.
Mm-hmm.
And the first answer that I got is no. Although maybe, yeah, it was very clear that no. And sometimes maybe it's better that I decided earlier. Means that I took a decision, it took me a while. And maybe it should be before.
Oh, you say it's a long time. It's a long time.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it was hard for me to decide about that. But the moment I decided, I thought, oh, maybe it should be before. Although I know that I need the process to process it. But yeah.
But what Joanne Tong talks about being aware of the decision-making process and choices.
Mm.
I mean, being aware of the process is whether you did it in a long time or in a short time, but what led you to make the choice in the end, the decision, and to take the choice in the end? What values, what beliefs?
My intuition, I think, always when I listen to my intuition, where I really go deeper to ask myself if I feel there energized and in a good way. If I feel that I'm doing a lot of effort, then I know that I'm not in the right place.
Okay. So what is suggested is really to examine the core values, that they are in the heart of the master plan, and see whether we make the choices with our core values. So they can lead us to the right decision making and choice that we take. And I thought that probably, and maybe we are almost in the end, I thought that probably, and I'm sure I have a lot more, but I won't be able to do everything, but I thought that the competencies, 6 and 7, 6 is listens actively, and 7 is evokes awareness, okay? And I thought that they are based on the this master plan or this cellular wisdom, because we are listening to the whole person and we evoke awareness by asking questions about values and about beliefs and about who the person is and who he wants to be. So when we use those competencies in our coaching, I think we help people to connect to their master plan, even if they don't know that. So for me, it was a revelation, how do you say that, something revealed to me that this is very, very wise to create this. Because as I see a lot of coaches in other schools, okay, they don't go there. They don't understand that if you work with a person with his master plan, this person can achieve a lot of results and a lot of everything that he, not everything, but most of things that he wants. So this is something that I suddenly realized. So I go further and I don't show everything, but what I would like for the end.
Sorry, Dalia, I think Alfonso wanted to say something.
I'm sorry. Everyone is on very small picture here, so I don't see everyone. I'm sorry. Yeah, Alfonso. Oh,
don't worry. It's not time for it. Let Dalia.
Hi, there is. You can please. It's more important.
Probably it's more important what you have to say, but there are many things you left behind, so I will be happy to listen to you, and if when the time is over, if you want, I can say.
So I will take everything to the end. I cannot go for the whole program. I planned it too long, okay? What I wanted to talk about is the similarity or the connection between the blueprint, the master plan, and our divinity. Because this is it. We don't need to look for it in other places. We have to look in ourselves and see whether we are acting according those values and those and everything, the whole of us, with love, with acceptance of ourselves, with being present to ourselves and to our thoughts and to everything. And when we are doing that, we are connected to our divinity, and we want to do it and connect our clients also to their divinity. So I don't know the story of Brahma, okay? But I wanted to tell him that I think that we found our divinity by coaching people and really doing this with the whole of our heart. So this is the end that I want to put to my words. So Alfonso, you have your time if you would like.
Thank you, Dalia. Your questions, although many,
John
were very powerful. I thought Dalia has written down 12 very powerful questions for a 2 hour coaching meeting.
But Alfonso, I took it from John's book. So,
okay. You need to choose out of many, many questions in Diane's books. You need to choose the great ones.
Okay.
And I thank you for that. But the first one stroke me. What is the decision that I made this year? Well, probably this year, the decision that I made, you may know, all of you, what is the decision that I made. And it was supporting what we have now. The Sun legacy is is above Terry, is above any of us. It was a big decision because there were many, many values involved and many emotional connections involved and many professional criteria involved and many, many, many things involved. How I feel about my decision, I feel I failed first in the situation. I failed, I don't know the word in Spanish, I don't know the word in English, but basically it was unbalanced, shaped from many different places. And what motivated me to take the decision? It was no particular value. It was my mission. Thanks God I have learned my own mission in my life, and my mission motivated me to make the decision of supporting Sun Future and Sun Legacy.
Alfonso,
I'm sure
that there were values that were written in your mission.
No.
No? Okay.
There are my mission, my life purpose. Many of you know it. To love and perceive in an intellectually ambitious way and let others play their best match in their lives. My mission as a professional is clear, is being surrounded by people so brilliant as you all are and contribute to this community. And enjoy your uniqueness and your divinity, as you call it. But I cannot tell you whether ethics, knowledge, love, helping, was the main value. For me, the only question I would put aside is what values and what order in those values, because for me there is no single order. If I had chosen one of the values, and I did the exercise, no one is enough. A single value is not enough. That's why cells have their own importance, because cells contain all the information about our own values.
Exactly.
And when the body is not tranquil or is not, we don't feel that the body is going with us, then you may suspect that there is some kind of conflict. But it's not only a conflict of values. It's a conflict of destiny. of mission, of direction. Probably ourselves know our direction better than we know our mission. What are the decisions I've made in the past? Well, I'm 62, I've made too many decisions. But probably the ones that made my body react was conceiving my son. Conceiving, I'm not sure this is a right word in English. Conceiving my son. Be willing to have a son.
Yes.
Not so much to get married. Because that, that's another level.
Another conversation, Alfonso.
Yeah, another conversation. But focusing on coaching as the main part of my professional life, and probably my whole life, it's been a decision that put me in the sales level. This is what I wanted to say, and I thank you that you triggered into my soul the willing of sharing this with you.
Thank you.
You are part of the reason of my decision.
Well, I couldn't dream of a better ending, empowering such a powerful ending for this conversation. So thank you all. I hope it meant something to you, and because I love this topic about the cells that we don't even know how they work and how they create for us this master plan, and we are acting with this. So thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. It's very interesting. Thank you so much.